Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This is National Farm Safety and Health Week across the country, and as harvest season gets into full swing, says UK Farm Safety Specialist Mark Pershowitz, it is an especially good time to put safety on your daily farm chore to-do list.
That's right. It's one of those things where people get really busy and there is some stress involved, especially if the weather goes bad. And actually, that's the time when people need to be sure they take breaks and to get some rest, because we always see more injuries when people are tired and when they're in a hurry. It's always easy when you're in a hurry and have a lot of work to do to take shortcuts and do things that you wish you hadn't. So this is, a very important time to talk about safety.
Another element involves non-farmers, as there is, especially in Kentucky, the need on many farms to move equipment out on the highway to another location. For drivers, he says, slow down, pay attention.
People don't understand the speed that farm equipment is moving. They don't understand the width. They don't understand what to look for. And put on top of that, the increased distraction level of people with their phones, and you put all that together, and it just means that it's more important than ever for farmers to protect themselves.
He encourages farmers, as possible, to pull over and allow stacked up traffic to pass. For motorists, leave cell phones off. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Beth from Bethesda.
Is corn good for the environment?
1 acre of corn removes 8 tons of harmful greenhouse gas from the air. Your car produces 6 tons a year. So that acre of corn is taking care of your vehicle's emissions and then some. Dave from Dover.
How about the carbon footprint of corn?
Carbon emissions have dropped 30% per bushel in just 20 years. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
We ended that first segment with UK Farm Safety Specialist Mark Pershowitz urging farmers moving farm equipment out on the highway to protect themselves. Number one, have prominently displayed on your equipment the SMV, Slow Moving Vehicle, emblem.
You need to have that on there by law, but you need to have extra reflective tape marking the extremities. You should always have your flashers on, whether it's day or night. I recommend people using their headlights day or night. You want your flashers on. You want to make sure that you do everything you can to attract attention to your equipment. And if you have flashers on the implements that you can hook up to your tractor, have those on. I like these rotating amber beacons that you see on a lot of the new equipment now. I think those get attention.
So motorists and farmers on the highway, be respectful, be patient, be safe. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.